to put your clothes in. I don't know what you'd call them.
What would you call the ones that you get back from the cleaners?
The bags, the storage bags.
All right. And what would you call the kind you might carry on an airplane, a long thing, for a suit?
Well, it's a sign of a kind of a suitcase. It's not a suitcase. It's just a different type of a thing that you can buy to carry your clothes with you. Some of them for long clothes, some of them short clothes mm-hmm. that you fold up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about some different types of shoes? Not brand names, but just styles of shoe.
Well, the only thing I know is that you have loafers, tennis shoes, and just regular shoes.
Yeah.
Golf shoes, basketball shoes, football shoes, those shoes that you play games in.
Mm-hmm. How about?
They all have a name, a certain type of shoe.
Women's shoes, are they the same?
Well, no, women's shoes, they have, I don't know what you call them, dread. The only thing I know the difference between women's shoes, they have the old loafer type shoes that they loaf around in, and they have dress shoes.
Yeah. All right, and then how about some names of hairstyles?
I don't know any of them.
Any women's styles? You know that the kind of hairstyle that a lot of black people have now? That
oh, that afro,
with?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's
okay.
The only one I know.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a boy or man with womanish ways, not necessarily a homosexual?
A boy with woman's ways, not necessarily a homosexual.
If it were just a little boy, you might say he was a...
Well, that's the name for him, but I don't really know what it is.
Might you say sissy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
Would you say it, please?
Yeah, you call him a sissy.
Okay. Would you have any other names for a homosexual, a male?
I wouldn't. He's just a homosexual.
Okay. How about a woman who was not necessarily homosexual, but she was very masculine? Maybe big and muscular?
Well, if she's not a homosexual, I don't know what you'd call her.
What about a little girl that liked
just
to play?
A tough gal.
A little girl that liked to play with the boys. You might call her a.
A little girl that likes to play with boys.
Mm-hmm.
Or a small child.
Yeah, who liked to climb trees, you know, and play rough.
She's a tomboy.
Okay. And do you have a name for a very ugly boy or man?
Do I have a name for a very ugly? He just looks like hell.
All right. How about an ugly girl or woman?
She's the same way. She looks like hell, too.
Okay. How about a very attractive, good-looking boy or man?
Well, they're just nice-looking is all I'd say. They're nice-looking gentlemen, neat
right.
in appearance.
Okay.
And
suppose it's a girl or a woman?
Well, it's a nice-looking lady.
Anything else you might say? She's...
Beautiful doll.
All right.
You want to just... It's a lot of things. You know, people pick up their own names from...
Mm-hmm.
Might say a word sometimes, never mention it, use it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just make it up for
yeah.
the occasion. What would you call a person that just does nothing but read all the time?
Does nothing but read.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what you'd call him.
Would you use the word bookworm ever?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been so long since I've... I meant to ask that question. I heard that word. I
well,
forgot it.
I don't know that anybody ever asked you that before.
That was when I was in school.
Yeah. And what's that word I just said?
Bookworm.
Okay. Does that mean he's smart or just that he reads?
No, it doesn't really mean that he's smart. I think a bookworm phase that was used then is a guy that's actually trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not a guy that likes to read fiction and stuff like that. He's really trying to gain
mm-hmm.
knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call somebody that's trying, might be a child in school, trying to get praise from the teacher?